glorious thou, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
All right, as we continue our worship this morning, greet one another. See all of you. I am so thankful that you all decided to start your year out with me this morning. I'm certain that's why all of you are here, right? Well, happy new year to all of you. Did anybody stay up past midnight last night? A few of you. Well, hopefully you all had your coffee this morning. But we are so thankful that you guys are with us this morning. We've got several people that are still out and about traveling, vacationing while school is out, and still celebrating Christmas and the holiday. But we are so thankful for you that are here this morning, and our visitors as well. We have visitors this morning. We say welcome to you all. Hopefully you guys make yourselves at home this morning and feel right at home. Some of you may have noticed our worship was a little bit different this morning. We've got Corey Wilcox. I'm going to ask Corey to come at this time. Corey is going to be helping out with leading our worship over the next couple months as we make some changes in our worship. But I wanted to ask Corey to come this morning and just give you a little bit of background about himself. Corey grew up here in Nixa, graduated from Nixa, and has led worship a couple different places. But Corey, if you would come, just tell us a little bit about yourself this morning.
So like Ben said,
Ben said, I grew up here in Nixa, so I've been around here for a long time. I probably know many of you, or many of you might know my family. My dad's Larry Wilcox, my mom's Carla Wilcox, my grandparents were Clay and Marietta Wilcox. So if you know any of those people around here, then you know my family and where I've come from. I've been doing worship leadership for quite a while, probably the past at least 13 years or so. Started out doing that when I was in college, and have been involved in various churches. I led worship at Campbell United Methodist in Springfield for about 6 years, and then I was a part-time director of worship when my wife and I moved to Kentucky in 2011 for her to go to grad school, and led worship out there at a congregation that was real close to Asbury Seminary, next to Wilmore, outside of Lexington. So, been doing this a long time. Gary had contacted me recently and asked if I would be interested in being involved here for a little while as an interim worship leader, and we had a chance to talk about this wonderful congregation and about who you are, about the spirit of the congregation, and where we hope to see it go in 2017 with God at the lead. And I graciously accepted the opportunity to come and be with you. Hopefully you will find worshiping with me. I'm just a guy. I'm just like anybody else. I don't have any special powers, any special things that make worship better or worse or anything else. I'm just a guy. I've been gifted. I play guitar, I play piano, I sing, and I like to use those gifts to invite you to learn through music, to worship through music, to praise through music, to hear God's voice through music. That's what I'm here to do. So I extend that invitation to you. You've got a wonderful team. I've already felt very welcomed worshiping with these wonderful people and practicing with them. And I'm looking forward to a couple of months of some just great music and getting closer to God and seeing where he leads us together. So thanks for having me here. Thanks for welcoming me. I'll be in the back after the service if you'd like to say hi. I'd love to meet you.
All right, would you welcome Corey this morning? All right, I'm going to go ahead and jump into announcements. If you guys had a chance to grab your bulletins this morning, I'm just going to highlight just a couple and then add a couple as well. How many of you have enjoyed the Christmas decorations this past month? I know a lot of you have. But that takes work in putting them up, and it also takes work in taking them down. And Paula, every year, graciously organizes and puts together a team to decorate, and then she also asks to have a team to help undecorate. So anyone that is available to decorate, she will be undecorating this afternoon. So I was told there is lasagna in the oven for anyone that is willing to stay and help her. So enjoy some lunch and then help out in the undecorating of the platform and the Christmas decorations. Also, for those of you that are part of the Buildings and Grounds Committee, there will be a brief meeting directly following this morning's service in that East Side Overflow classroom. And then with today being New Year's Day, we have dismissed our services this evening for you all to celebrate and enjoy with family and friends. And then also please take note that the office will still be closed Monday and Tuesday of this week. Sue is finishing up her vacation, but the office will resume regular hours on Wednesday through the end of the week. And then also of note, this Saturday, the teens have a quiz meet in Pittsburgh, Kansas. So they'll be traveling to Pittsburgh and back on Saturday. And then each month we focus on a different school building here in Nixa for our pastries and prayer. And the month of January, we will be focusing on Century Elementary. So we've got a lot going on this year. Keep these bulletins handy. Keep them as a reminder of upcoming dates and times and schedules. We just want to again say thank you for being here and starting off your 2017 with us.
Good morning. We are going to see some clips for the whole month of January on what Compassionate Ministries has done, and I've listened to them, and they're excellent. And we were supposed to do this in December, and I feel like we were really focusing on our community. And so this is going to be the month of January I thought would be good for us to focus on outside of our community. And so we're going to see a clip each week. And if you feel led to give money for any of this, just put your check in the offering and just write for Compassionate Ministries on it. But we're going to see some really neat clips for the whole month.
Dear God, we pray for your compassion. We pray that we can confirm the truth about Christ and his life and resurrection, that he lived and he loved, especially in the margins. Let your compassion fill us, Lord, and then pour us out, overflowing through the communities like a relentless flood. Because that's what your love does. It doesn't give up. It doesn't get tired. It awakens. It's ready to reconcile the whole world to yourself. Open our hearts to your word. Lord, rattle our cages. Change us and use us to address the systems and structures that have caused these divisions, these gaps, these margins we see. Take us into the areas that need to see your love, even if we feel uncomfortable. So open us up, Lord. You lived and you walked among us so that we might know how your story is supposed to go. It doesn't end with some people being pushed aside. It ends with abundant life, with a commonplace, a table, a feast full of friends. Our Lord and our God, we pray to be a people of compassion. May it be so. Amen.
I hope all of you got to shake hands with this brand new family that's sitting right down here on this front row, and we're very happy to have them and have Corey with us today. He and I sat down for a few minutes this morning to get acquainted. We're going to give the opportunity right now to bring your tithes and your offerings into the storehouse if our ushers would come.
Father, we stand on the threshold of a new year. We don't know what it's going to bring to us, but we're thankful that we can trust the God who has brought us through the past year to guide us, to lead us, to tell us what we need to do, and to protect us. We thank you for all your blessings this morning, Father. Now as we return our tithes and offerings to you, we pray you'll bless them and use them to build your kingdom in Christ's name. Amen.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. While shepherds kept their watching, or silent flocks by night, behold, throughout the heavens there shone a holy light. Go tell it on the mountains, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel's chorus and hail the Savior's birth. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Down in a lowly manger the humble Christ was born. God sent us salvation, that blessed Christmas morn. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
I said,
go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
Sing of his love.
Oh, I could sing of your love forever. 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 Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down. I can sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Over the mountains and the seas, your river runs in love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Though I feel like dancing, it's foolishness I know. When the world has seen the light,
they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
I could sing of your love forever. 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 I could sing of your love forever.
Water you turned into wine.
Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. No one like you, none like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Into the darkness
you shine, and out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Do you believe it?
None like you. Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Amen.
Why don't you all be seated for a couple of minutes here while we take care of some of the prayer requests that we have. We have unspoken requests for a couple that's on the fringes of our church. I've got my wife's name down here second. She has bronchitis, and so I'd appreciate you praying for her and pray that she keeps it on the other side of where I am, not on my side. And Sue Burgess also has that problem with her throat. Daryl and Pam both are sick. Lonnie Grove's mother was taken to the hospital this morning. They're not with us. Larry Hendricks is recovering from open heart surgery. And Randy Gilmore, who was associated with our church for quite a while, Methodist pastor, like for you to remember Randy and Lynn in prayer also. Happy New Year. Y'all are looking kind of glum out there. Sometimes we make the prayer requests sound so overwhelming that we get that glum feeling on the inside. But I want you to know God can take care of the problems. He is a healer. He is stronger than any force that we'll go against. And so as we prepare to pray today, if you would like to come around the altar here, you'd certainly be welcome to. I think we've got one of the altars moved over for the Christmas tree, but we have three areas here where you can gather and pray as the group shares.
Give me eyes to see more of who you are. May what I behold still my anxious heart. Take what I have known and break it all apart. And you are my God, greater still. And no sky contains, no doubt restrains all you are, the greatness of our God. Send my life to know I'm far from close to all you are, the greatness of our God. Who are you are, greatness of our God.
Stand together for prayer. We have a great privilege as Christians to take all of our needs and lay them at the foot of the cross. My problem is that after I've laid some of mine down, I've gone back and tried to pick them up again and shoulder them again. I want you to know that they're twice as heavy when you try to carry them away the second time. So let's approach God, who loves and cares for us and wants to carry and help us with those things that would defeat us today. Heavenly Father, as we come before you on this Lord's Day, the beginning of a brand new year, Lord, we want this to be your day. We want this to be a special day for everyone that's gathered in your house. We desire that this day would be an opening time of coming to God in a fresh new way, Lord, and depending upon you and looking to you, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, as we do that today, we would remember all of those that are ill. There are several that are out because of illness, and we ask you to touch them. We ask that you would be with our visitors today. How blessed we are to have them with us. And Lord, be with our pastor today and encourage his heart and just let him know that he's missed and bless him in a special way. Lord, we're your children. Children depend on their parents. And we're depending on you today as our Heavenly Father. You've blessed in the music today, and Lord, we don't want this to be the exception. We want this to be the beginning of something good and fresh and full of praises for you. Let this day be anointed because you are here. Let this time that we worship together be a part of sharing our lives with our Heavenly Father. Now again, we pray your blessings on this service, on this time together. In Christ's name, amen. Habit is going the mornings, but as I started to leave, I realized that I'm speaking today. So, and that wasn't the first time that I realized that I was speaking today. Yeah. Are you getting an echo out there? It's bouncing off my ears up here. Okay, everybody's good? Okay, great. I'd like for you to turn with me this morning to Deuteronomy, the second chapter. We're going to begin reading with verse number 1. Did you enjoy the songs this morning? Thank you again, Corey. The church is in some transition, as probably all of you are familiar. And those transitions will take place over the next few months as we seek God's will and want to know exactly what His will is for us as we begin this new year. Deuteronomy, the second chapter, verse 1. Then we turned back and set out toward the desert along the route to the Red Sea, as the Lord had directed me. For a long time we made our way around the hill country of Seir. Then the Lord said to me, "You have made your way around this hill country long enough. Now turn north, give the people these orders. You are about to pass through the territory of your brothers, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, but be very careful. Do not provoke them to war, for I will not give you any of their land, not even enough to put your foot on. I have given Esau the hill country of Seir as his own. You are to pay them in silver for the food you eat and the water you drink. The Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hands. He has watched over you, your journey through the vast desert these 40 years. The Lord your God has been with you, and you have lacked nothing." Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing today on the reading of your holy word. In Christ's name, amen. I think nearly every one of you are very familiar with the passage of Scripture that I just read. The children of Israel had taken 40 years that should have taken them 11 days. That's a lot of wandering, isn't it? You stop to think about that. I'd rather take the straight route, go right on through. But because they disobeyed God's command, and the spies they sent out, how many know, everybody knows they sent out 12 spies, don't you? The report was negative from 10 of the spies and positive from 2 of them. There were 600,000 men, not counting women and children. And during that 40 years that they wandered in the wilderness, there were 599,998 deaths in men alone, 20 years of age and older. Now you think about that for a moment. The city of Springfield and the surrounding area has about 300,000 people in it. So if you took twice the number that are in the Springfield area during that 40 years, they passed to their reward. God said, "You won't enter into my rest." And now they are at basically the same spot that they were 40 years before, and God said, "You have walked around this hill country long enough. It's time to head north." And so as we stand on the edge of 2017, I think God is saying to our church, don't wait any longer. It's time to get started. Now, where you start will be from where you are right now. I can't tell you where to start. I wouldn't attempt to try to tell you where to start, but God is speaking to your heart, will speak to your heart in the coming days to give you the direction that you're to take during the year 2017. We're all pilgrims here on earth, aren't we? This isn't our heavenly home. I'm looking forward to heaven. And the older I get and the more things that hurt on me, the more I look forward to heaven. My knees ache. And my shoulder has some kind of rhythm with my knees. And it aches. When it wants to, it don't ache all the time. But folks, God looked at that group of people and he said, "You're my people. And I'm telling you to go possess the territory that I've promised to you." And I think God is saying the same thing to his children today. It's time to go possess what I've given to you. You're my children. During that 40 years, there were some unpleasant situations that at least a lot of them could have been avoided if they had just started out the way God told them to. Can you imagine? God said to go possess the land. Take the direct path. 10 were against, 2 were for. That's not very good odds, is it? If you're trying to get something accomplished. Do you know how many went into the promised land out of all of that 600,000 men? 2. Only 2 made it out of the whole group. What would you think of wearing a pair of shoes that were 40 years old? Some of you are laughing about that. That wasn't a laughing matter to them. They wore the same shoes. Those that were 20 years of age and older wore the same shoes for 40 years. And they wore the same clothing for 40 years. Their clothes did not wear out. Their shoes did not wear out. And they had other little problems like drinking water and food. And they whined and cried every time something happened, why they got upset with God and upset with Moses, and they wanted to stone him, and they just had all kinds of ideas that they thought would work. The only thing was, that wasn't God's plan. Now, we have a lot of thoughts. Anybody ever done anything that just absolutely did not work, no matter what you done? Well, that's what happened for 40 years. Nothing worked the way that it should, except their shoes and their clothes. I don't know why God chose for those things to wear like that, but he said, I'm sending you through Esau's country here, and you're not going to get one square foot of Esau's land. And don't start a fight with them, because you'll lose. Go north, go through this possession that I have given to Esau, for I still have a plan for your life. You believe God's got a plan for your life? Believe God's got a plan for 2017? I do. I'm not sure exactly what it is or where it's going to take us, but I can tell you this. If you are a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ today and you do not obey God, this is going to be a miserable year. Preacher, how can you say that? Well, I just read to you what happened to him. God wants us to possess not the land, but the promise that he has given, so that we won't spend 40 years trying to figure out which way is the right way to go. Press to the mark of your high calling in Christ Jesus. Look forward to what God wants to do for you. God's command is for them was to turn north and move on. God's command to us today is to move on and set our faces and determine to go the way that God has promised that he will walk with us. That ought to put a smile on your face. When you think about going God's way, you should be blessed. Open our eyes to God's promise and opportunities. See what God wants to do. They got to one place there and they didn't have any water. God said, Moses, take your stick and whop that rock. What happened? Had more water than they could use. They said, well, we don't have any food. We're starving to death. That's not applicable, I don't think, to anybody here today, especially me after Christmas. God's promise is true when we apply our faith. Your faith and my faith is what's going to give us direction for this upcoming year. Your belief in what God wants to do. Now, here around in these hills, they were not in a bad place. It wasn't uncomfortable. They didn't have the kind of pews that we have that are padded and all of that. They had that stuff that God had commanded them to put together. But folks, we need to pay attention to what God is saying to us in this day in which we live. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher or perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That sound like a good plan for 2017? Does to me. It sounds really, really good. Then in Acts, the 20th chapter, and the 24th verse, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Can you have a higher calling than sharing God's grace with a world that so desperately needs something to hold on to right now? Don't fasten your eyes on others. There's a lot of people with a lot of different opinions in our world. And if you try to follow after them, you're going to be riding off in all directions. There's only one leader in the Christian life. That's God, the Holy Spirit. There's no shortcuts. There's no easy ways, only as we follow him. Don't get involved. Don't get caught up with what others are thinking. Ten and two. A whole bunch of them followed the ten. And no one followed the two. God blesses and leads his people in righteousness. I asked Wednesday night in prayer meeting, how many saints do you know? And you know, when I was growing up, a saint was this older lady with white hair. And I thought she just prayed all the time. She didn't do anything else but pray. And she was a great lady, and she was a prayer warrior. There's nothing wrong with prayer warriors, folks. We need them. And we need them badly. But the saints are all of God's children that gather together to worship him. And God doesn't go along with a powder puff and pat some on the head and say, you've got white hair and you're a saint, and you've got brown hair, so we'll leave it that way for a while, but eventually it'll turn white too. God looks at every one of his children the same. God wants you to be his child and to follow him. And those things that look impossible for men are possible with God, because we don't go in our own strength. We need God's strength. God had to get his people's attention around that mountain. They were just really settling in and being comfortable. Been doing this for 40 years. We can do it for another 40 years. But that wasn't what God intended. God intended to get his people's attention. Remember God's favor, wisdom, and presence goes with us and is sufficient to meet every need that we have. The Lord your God has blessed you. His blessing is better than the best of earth. Everything that they could have picked up there around those mountains or around those hills were not as good as God's favor going where he was leading them. We need to pay attention when God begins to move. Is God moving in your life? Do you want God to move in your life? Are you willing to listen to the way He wants to move in your life? The Lord your God has blessed you. His blessing is better than anything that you're going to leave behind to follow Him. You see, God's favor brings a special blessing even on the first day of the new year. God's favor is yours and mine if we are willing to do what He wants us to do. We need to pay attention. He has watched over our journey thus far. He has brought us to where we are today. He is ever mindful of us and the way we take. Is God aware of our infirmities and weaknesses? Think God sees your weaknesses or sees mine? I believe He does. And you know what? He's the greatest healer that has ever been. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, He can take care of our infirmities. He can help us with our weaknesses. He can go with us through trials and suffering. And He can even go with us through sunny days. How many of your days this last year have been bad? You ever stop and count the bad days? I can't count that far, to tell you the truth. Only joking. God has a plan for good days. God has a plan for blessing and help and encouragement and reaching people for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's watched over us. He's taken care of us. The Lord your God has been with you. Have you experienced His presence? Are we looking toward the past, or are we encouraged to look toward the future? God doesn't say, "Hey, look behind you, guys. Look at all those paths through the wilderness there where you wandered for 40 years. Send strike out the way I'm leading you. Follow me." You see, God has never made a promise that He hasn't fulfilled. Think about that for a minute. Anybody ever made you a promise they didn't keep? You ever been disappointed in people when they said, "I'm going to do this," and then they didn't? I worked in a service station when I was going to college, and this guy came in and he talked to me, and I was a green kid, and I needed some help as far as greenness was concerned. I probably still do, but he said, "I've got a set of twin pipes that'll just fit on your Chevy." And he said, "I'll bring them by tomorrow." And I was working in a service station, and he said, "I need to buy, I don't know, X number of dollars worth of gasoline." So I fixed him up. You know what? I'm still looking for those dual pipes for my Chevy. And even worse than that, my boss said, "You're going to have to pay for that gasoline." So I lost twice to one guy who broke a promise. But God has never broken a promise to you. God has never broken a promise to me. God has never abandoned one person who has been willing to walk with Him. Are you encouraged about the future? Are you encouraged about what God wants to do in your life? Are you encouraged about what God wants to do here in Nixa Church of the Nazarene? Are you looking forward to seeing His power released? You see, God's been there and done that. He's done the things that need to be accomplished. He hung on a cross with His arms outstretched. Enduring the agony of the cross after He had been beaten almost beyond recognition, so that Nixa, Church of the Nazarene, could reach out and win souls in 2017. Do I want to let Him down? Do I want to say, we can't do that? I don't think so. I don't think you want to say that. I sure don't want to say that. He said, you haven't lacked for anything in this 40 years, although you were disobedient. We haven't lacked for anything. My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory. What kind of a storehouse is in heaven? I've never seen it. But God has it filled up with exactly what we need. They murmured. They complained. They whined. But they still lacked nothing. God was still supplying their needs. We are rich indeed when God supplies all our needs. Jesus, the Lord of all, wants His children to be successful. He wants you to be successful. You say, well, I'd like to make $1 million this next year. That's not what He's promised to make you successful at. He's promised to make you successful at reaching people for Him. And so, when is the best time to start out on the direction He's pointing? How about today? Is this a good time? Now, He didn't say He's going to make it the most convenient time for you. You see, the children of Israel were only a few steps from walking in the promised land, the land of rest. And instead, they turned and walked away. And it took another 40 years to bring them back to the same place they were before. What do you want God to do in this new year in your life? What do you want Him to do in your church's life? Would you like to see people kneel at this altar and ask Jesus into their heart and life? Boy, I would. I would really be blessed by that. You know what Jesus said to us just before He went back to heaven? Matthew 28. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And then He goes one sentence further. And surely I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Isn't that a precious promise? Let's accept God's promises to us for this year. And let's head the direction as he is asking us to go. I want to do that. And you know what? When we get to the same place next year, we won't have to say, we've been wandering around till 2018 got here. We've been about the Master's business. Praise God. Get excited about what Jesus wants to do in your life. And it may not be anything super exciting. He may just ask you to go talk to a neighbor. He may ask you to bake a dozen cookies and take them to someone that you're acquainted with so you can tell them about Jesus. I don't know where this all leads, but I do know that he said, go. And I promise to go with you. Let's stand together. Rennie, would you close our service with prayer?